a quarter of all crude oil by rail shipments originating in the Bakken Shale region pass through greater New York, New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and the Capital Region. Activists warn these areas face daily risks of spills and explosions that could devastate communities, local economies, drinking water security, and the environment. Riverkeeper is challenging new U.S. Department of Transportation crude by rail standards in federal court, saying that they fail to protect the public and the environment from proven threats. The Clean Water Advocacy Organization is demanding better rules to address what it calls an ongoing national safety crisis, according to Group President Paul Gallet.
The shortcomings in the regulations are numerous, including too high of a maximum speed limit, unprotective tank car design, and a timeline that lets substandard tank cars, which the National Transportation Safety Board admits are unsafe, stay on the road as much as 10 more years.
Riverkeeper filed a lawsuit in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City on May 15th, a little more than a week after the DOT issued a final tank car and railroad operation rule, which had been the subject of scrutiny and controversy since its proposal in 2014. The suit closely follows another filed in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals by a coalition of conservation and citizen groups that includes Earth Justice, Waterkeeper Alliance, Forest Ethics, and the Sierra Club. Waterkeeper's Larissa Liebman contends the oil industry relies on dangerous so-called unit trains, which may link as many as 120 or more tank cars carrying more than 3 million tons of crude oil.
Even beyond just the fact that, you know, there's explosions and fires that could happen in communities, a single spill of one tank car can mess up the water for swimming for a good amount of time. For fishing, it can cause drinking water sources to be contaminated.
A valve malfunction during a tank cleaning is suspected in a spill of 420 gallons of either crude or diesel fuel at the Port of Albany on Monday. According to the DEC, the substance did not reach the Hudson River. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy issued a statement arguing that further review needs to be done before any permits for expansion of Massachusetts-based Global's oil operations are issued. McCoy, who declined to go on mic, asked, "What if that oil had been Canadian tar sands and leaked into the Hudson River?" He is stepping up his call that a full environmental impact study be undertaken. Meanwhile, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation issued a press release late Thursday regarding a permit for Global Partners' proposed oil warming facility at the Port of Albany that critics fear would make the port a hub for heavy Canadian tar sands crude oil, as well as the millions of gallons of North Dakota Bakken crude it's now handling. 7 boilers would be employed to facilitate offloading of dense crude from rail to Hudson River barges destined for coastal refineries. The DEC announced its intent to rescind its November 2013 negative declaration issued on Global's expansion proposal, which stated that the proposal would have no significant environmental impact. The agency cites new information that has come to light, which caused it to reconsider its determination. Haley Carlock, environmental advocacy attorney with Scenic Hudson, says the DEC decision is the first step in requiring an environmental impact statement.
You know, if DEC proceeds and Global just goes along with it, it just takes however long, the environmental impact review takes, and then there's a comment period and all of that. So it could take a long time, or on the shorter end, it could be more like 1 year.
Global, which has not responded to requests for comment, has 10 calendar days to respond to the DEC's notice. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.